In that first reading, Saint, we hear just a very human side of Saint Paul, who is in need of things, who struggles with loneliness, with feeling abandonment, but he says, "Oh, this guy did a great deal of harm to me. You know, it's not vengeance is mine, says the Lord, but I hope the Lord brings justice." He says, "Oh, I forgot that cloak. Bring the cloak. I really would like to have that. The papyrus rolls, the parchments, which are the scripture readings. I really need those. I want those. Get Mark and bring him with you. He's helpful for me in the ministry. Everyone deserted me, but Luke is the only one with me. Luke stayed with me." If you go through the Acts of the Apostles, which is traditionally accounted to Luke as the author. Luke is the author of the Gospel of Luke, and then the second half of his Gospel is the Acts of the Apostles. At a certain point, all of a sudden it switches from third-person narrative to first-person plural narrative. We, and the tradition says that that's when Luke started to journey with Paul. And so Luke was an eyewitness to Paul's Gospel. And the tradition says that the Gospel of Luke is in a great deal the preaching of Paul. Certainly from his knowledge from the rest of the apostles of the life of Jesus, but with Paul's interpretation, because Paul knew the risen Jesus as well. In the Gospel today, the Gospel according to Luke, we hear these really, in one sense, difficult words. Jesus says, "Behold, I'm sending you like lambs among wolves." Why would he do that? Doesn't he care? I want you to be slaughtered. Go forth and preach the gospel. What? I'm sending you like lambs among wolves. It just sounds so like maybe how Paul felt, abandoned. Really? Is that what you think of us? How you think of us? But we have to step back a little bit and remember, this is Jesus saying this. Who is Jesus? He's the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, who protects his sheep, who goes after everyone, who protects them, loves them, guards them, provides for them. I'm sending you like lambs because I'm your shepherd. I don't want you to be, and you cannot be on your own. And the shepherd will never abandon you. And then the second part of that, among wolves. It seems kind of strange for a shepherd to send his sheep into wolves, among wolves. But this is a shepherd who knows not only how to protect and guard his sheep, but who wants to convert the wolves. He goes after all, everyone. God, as it says elsewhere in that letter to Timothy, God desires the salvation of everyone. Lambs and wolves alike. He wants to convert the wolves into being part of his flock, into being lambs, into being sheep. And elsewhere in the gospel, Jesus uses that image of the wolf or the wolves in a sense to say that that's kind of how human beings are under sin. It's like the sin is this ravenous beast within us, always wanting, always hungering. And Jesus alone can satisfy our hunger. And that's how he converts, changes the sheep, the wolves, into being sheep, members of his flock. Because he alone satisfies the hungry heart, not all the sinfulness or pleasures of this world, but the shepherd of the sheep. And so I think as followers of the shepherd, we embrace his words. We go forth without fear because the shepherd is always with us. And we go forth to satisfy, well, to convert, but to satisfy the hungry heart, to convert the wolf with the bread of life, with the gospel of Christ. So today, as we celebrate St. Luke, this physician of the soul, who brings us the gospel of the poor, of those who are in need, and as we go to care for others, to show our care for others in service, we call upon the shepherd to accompany us. We call upon St. Luke to inspire us.